91X News.
It's 1 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Poirier. QNET News will be hosting a live discussion on the departure of the Belleville Bulls tonight at 7. Last Thursday, it was announced the Bulls will be leaving Belleville at the end of this season and will be moving to play in Hamilton. Several guests will be in tonight's live chat. Ryan Williams, who is the president of the Bay of Quinte Tourism Council, will be one of those guests. Alongside him will be Rob Golden, the creator of the Facebook group Keep the Bulls in Belleville, which has received 4,500 likes since Thursday, as well as Bill Gliske, the former Intelligencer editor and former mayoral candidate, and City Councilor Kelly McCaw. To join the conversation, head over to qnetnews.ca and click on our live discussion. Belleville police are looking for a 39-year-old man. Sandy Shaw was last seen on March 14th by his family. He's approximately 5'8" and has a thin build, long brown hair, and brown eyes. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Belleville Police Service or Crime Stoppers. The Ontario Provincial Police will be conducting their annual distracted driving campaign from Saturday, March 14th to Friday, March 20th. The Bancroft OPP detachment will be visible on local roadways, conducting both education and enforcement as part of the campaign. The Bancroft OPP wishes to remind motorists that distracting driving is not only talking or texting on cell phones. It also includes reading maps or books, adjusting music or climate control, tending to children and pets, or reaching for something in your vehicle. The Canadian Press has obtained documents that show Canadian spy agency helped senior federal officials figure out how to deal with key environmental protests expected last summer. One was a pivotal decision on the Northern Gateway pipeline project, and the other involved demonstrations against natural gas fracking in New Brunswick. The release of the material comes as environmentalists and civil libertarians are increasingly concerned about the role the Canadian Security Intelligence Service is playing in gathering information on opponents of natural resource projects. Lawyer Paul Champ says the records make it clear the Intelligence Service is putting extensive work into monitoring protest activity, and he wants to know why it's producing intelligence reports on activity CSIS admits is legitimate and outside its mandate. A former Quebec student leader suggesting anti-terrorism legislation like Ottawa's proposed Bill C-51 would probably have put a quick end to the province's tuition protests in 2012. Gabrielle Nadeau-Dubois says he has little doubt that in the context of a social crisis such as the student unrest, security forces wouldn't pass up the chance to use the powers C-51 would grant them if passed. One of the standard bearers of the student movement 3 years ago says the possibility of being suspected of terrorism could have an impact on those who are mobilizing. The Conservatives' wide-ranging bill would give the police much broader powers and allow them to detain terror suspects and give new powers to Canada's spy agency. Several Quebec groups are expected to speak out against the bill during a news conference in Montreal on Thursday. Last week, Aboriginal leaders, environmentalists, and human rights advocates said freedom of expression is at risk and the bill infringes on Canadian civil liberties and right to privacy. An advocate for airline passengers is appearing at Halifax Court today to make his case against the Canadian Transportation Agency. Gabor Lukash says the agency is withholding too much information about its handling of passenger complaints against airlines. Lukash says the problem with transparency goes beyond the airline industry.
This case is a constitutional case, and what is at stake here is not simply an airline dispute, but rather our fundamental freedoms as Canadians in this country.
Lukash previously sparked changes at several Canadian airports on policies including compensation for passengers bumped by overbooking. A new study suggests freshly donated blood is not better than old blood when it's transfused into severely ill patients. The findings appear to disprove the belief that patients transfused with older blood have worse outcomes. The researchers randomly assigned intensive care patients to receive blood that would have been collected within the previous 7 days or older blood, which in many cases had been in the blood bank for the past 3 weeks. The scientists hypothesized that those who received the fresher blood would do better because the studies in animals have suggested that could be true, but instead they found no difference in death rates, length of hospital stay, or other important health measures. Vice President Joe Biden is calling for trust on all sides to make Northern Ireland's peace agreement work. Biden is hosting Irish Prime Minister Edda Kenny at his official residence for St. Patrick's Day breakfast. It's an annual tradition for Biden, who has Irish roots. Eggs, country potatoes, and Irish shoulder bread are on the menu. Kenny says Ireland wants to see a major U.S.-European trade deal succeed. He also says fixing America's immigration system is a priority. The breakfast kicks off a day of festivities throughout Washington. Later, the Irish leader and Biden will meet with President Obama in the Oval Office before attending a St. Patrick's Day luncheon at the Capitol. Obama will then speak at his annual White House reception marking the holiday. Canada's Parliamentary Budget Office believes the Harper government's controversial income-splitting tax plan will encourage workers to leave the labor force. In a report released today, the federal budget watchdog estimates the family tax cut will reduce the workforce by the equivalent of 7,000 net full-time jobs as the lower-earning partner in some families opts to stop working. The measure was announced last fall and allows eligible taxpayers to transfer up to $50,000 of income to his or her spouse in a lower tax bracket in order to collect a non-refundable tax credit of up to $2,000 per year. The report also says the measure primarily benefits the middle through higher income households, while earners in the bottom 20% have near zero eligibility for the tax credit. On the other hand, it says about 27% of households in the 80th income percentile are projected to be eligible for income splitting. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
If you sign up for this, is 91X CJLX
91.3 FM
Belleville.
QNET Sports. The Toronto Maple Leafs can't even beat the lowly Edmonton Oilers. Benoit Pouliot scored twice as Edmonton topped Toronto 4-1 in the end of a seven-game skid. James Rambeansteig scored for the Maple Leafs, who have lost three in a row and six in their past seven. The NHL's Atlantic Division got a little tighter last night. Steven Stamkos scored twice to lead the Tampa Bay past Montreal 4-2. Both teams have 93 points to lead the division, but Montreal has a game in hand. It's a busy tonight in the NHL with nine games. Canadian teams playing include Ottawa visiting Carolina. Montreal continues a trip in Florida with a stop against the Panthers. The Winnipeg Jets host San Jose. St. Louis visits the Calgary Flames, and the Vancouver Canucks host Philadelphia. Maple Leaf center Nazem Kadri will have a hearing with the NHL's Department of Player Safety to discuss his hit in the head of Edmonton's Matt Frazier. Kadri skated by Frazier behind Toronto's net and hit the Oiler forward in the head with his left shoulder. He was given a two-minute minor penalty. Kadri is a repeat offender under the league's CBA and was suspended three games last season for a hit to the head of Minnesota Wild goaltender Nicklas Backstrom. Monday's game was Kadri's second back after a team-issued three-game suspension for off-ice behavior. The Leafs' next game is Thursday at home against San Jose Sharks. It's officially the best season in Toronto Raptors history. Raptors guard DeMar DeRozan says Toronto was on its game.
I think we had more of a sense of urgency tonight. I understood, you know, if we don't make no shots, we still got to play defense. We got to be on a string together and go out there and talk and have fun. That was a big thing. Just go out there, talk, and have fun with the game. And, you know, that's what we did tonight.
Kyle Lowry had 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists as Toronto pulled away for a 117-98 victory over the Indiana Pacers. Lou Williams scored 24 points as the Raptors set a franchise record by earning their 40th win in just 67 games. They had never achieved that feat in fewer than 70 games. There are five NBA games this evening. Memphis visits Detroit. San Antonio travels to New York to play the Knicks. New Orleans hosts Milwaukee. Houston welcomes Orlando, and Charlotte is at Los Angeles against the Clippers. The Toronto Raptors will have the night off. San Francisco 49ers linebacker Chris Borland is leaving football, and the promise of NFL stardom and piles of money could not change his mind. Borland is retiring at age 24 because he is worried about head trauma. Borland had a team-leading 108 tackles as a rookie last season. Jeffrey Orridge is the new commissioner for the Canadian Football League. Orridge takes over from outgoing commissioner Mark Cohen, who held the post for 8 years before leaving in January. Orridge was COO and head of global business development at Right to Play International prior to becoming executive director of CBC Sports in 2011. He becomes the 13th commissioner in league history. Orridge's official start date is April 29th. Canada's Jennifer Jones is tied for first as the Women's World Curling Championship after a pair of wins today. Jones defeated the United States 10-2 and edged Denmark 8-7 to improve to a 6-1 at the tournament. Switzerland is also 6-1 and will play Canada in tomorrow's late draw. Send us your team of league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today is cloudy with a 60% chance of rain showers or flurries that will clear this afternoon and a high of +2. Tonight there will be a few clouds and a low of -9. Wednesday will be a mix of sun and cloud, clearing early in the evening with a high of 0. At 12:10, it's 1 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Michelle Poirier, News on 91X, next on at 1.